Coast 93.1, The Blake Show with Kelly and Todd. And I don't know, I was not aware of the meteorological term schmutz.
What?
Todd.
Yeah, you know, it's the term for a few scattered showers in eastern Maine right now. It's a little schmutzy.
Schmutzy.
Okay. It's like a hullabaloo over there.
Is that does the National Weather Service put that on their
It's in their glossary of terms.
Okay, yes. Glossary. Oh my God, I haven't thought of that word in a long time.
That's at the best.
That
glossary.
One
Aside from using the term schmutz in your forecast, I also saw you the other day with your old man glasses on TV.
I got an email, all right? I remember this. There was like a thunderstorm or something in the morning over like Belfast. And I got an email from someone in Belfast saying, it's pouring, blah, blah, blah. And I wanted to read that on the air. And I start to walk over to the weather wall. I start reading the email. I'm like, I can't read this.
Wow.
I need my reading glasses. And Sharon ran over with hers. And
she, oh my gosh, so you had to borrow someone's reading glasses.
I had to borrow Sharon's reading glasses so that I could read the email that this woman sent me.
Which, by the way, I love that Todd printed it out and then read it with his reading glasses like he's a 75-year-old.
How ancient is that?
Really?
Yeah, so it was my inner joke.
It just came right off my dot matrix printer. Hold on, let me see.
It was
man.
Brutal.
Yeah. I haven't gotten to that point yet where my eyesight's going.
It'll just happen instantly, you guys. You guys say it'll never happen. All of a sudden at like 43 years and 9 months, it'll just be like, oh my God, it's gone.
Okay, I got plenty of time.
Oh my God, I have like a year. Man.
Yeah. So here's a question while we're talking about aging. At what point do you go gray? Do you just say, you know what?
Okay.
And let it go and just go gray.
Because this is a big thing because Sarah Jessica Parker was seen with gray hair with Andy Cohen. And it's all over because Sarah Jessica, obviously they're redoing Sex and the City and she's like the style
she's
icon.
Perfect.
Yeah. Men who go gray early usually
is attractive.
Rock it. But women... I can think of a few. There's one woman who's a server, a bartender in town. I want to say her name's like Mariah. I don't remember where she works now.
Mariah.
I was thinking the same thing.
But she's gray. And she looks amazing.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, but it for some reason, it's one of those things, another unfair thing to women, you know?
Yeah. A lot of people think that I color my hair.
Well, you do.
I don't.
No, that's a lie.
I don't.
That was convincing, though, Blake.
I use Propecia and Rogaine, but I don't color it.
Oh.
I'm trying to keep it.
Okay.
But yeah, like the sides.
No one believes that, Todd.
Are you serious?
Well,
really?
Then he would go for the skunk look
it would be a terrible color job by me. Like, Rachel would never let this fly. If I really colored my hair, she'd be like, dude, I mean, you got to do the sides. Like, like by the ears.
Well, the sides are where they naturally come in.
What is it called?
The Just for Men. You know?
Oh, where they like blend it?
Yeah,
no.
touch of
like,
gray.
My sides are like all gray, and then my top just has like a couple of strands, but it's mostly still my natural hair color.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you just missed a few then.
Jay's going gray, but it looks good on a guy. I don't mean that it doesn't look good on a woman. I mean, I'll die at 100 with the same hair color and have
for guys distinguished.
Oh, yeah.
They look distinguished, guys. They look almost more intelligent than
they
actually
are. But I know a couple
of
women who have let themselves go gray, and they look great, and more power to them. I'm just not that strong. No way.
Well, here's the thing. If you're 60 and still have the color of your hair, no one believes you.
No. No one believes me at this point that I don't have any grays.
What do you mean? Why?
Because no one has their natural hair color at 60.
No.
That's not true.
You don't think so?
Oh, come on. Who?
I don't know. I mean, that's the thing. Like,
that's what I mean.
Who knows? People of color, people don't.
No one.
Maybe if you're blonde and it, I don't know.
No, but then you're gray blonde.
Yeah.
So you think everybody grays by the age of 60?
I think so.
I think.
Is that fact? Because that's fact.
No,
my mind is
completely
blown.
I'm grayed starting at, I don't know when I started like getting my roots done. Definitely in my 30s.
So I will admit I have noticed some grays coming in.
Oh my God, I thought you were looking at me and saying
I'm like on myself. And I had a gray beard hair.
Yeah.
Yeah,
right?
those are weird.
Yeah, don't worry, it's gone, plucked.
Yeah.
But you know what was a real eye opener the other day? When I saw gray chest hair.
Oh, I've got a few of those now.
I got gray eyebrow hairs. And my hair's so dark that they stick
out
like
say it?
Right.
Oh, who's going to say it?
I wouldn't know.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Wow, that was way
baby's
too much.
Baby's bottom,
oh my God.
Huh?
Press the button.
Way too baby's much information.
Bottom.
Wow, that just came right out.
I forget we're on the radio.
Yeah.
Wow.
There goes Kelly.
You just admit it to the world.
Neither can I, because I forget.
That we're
you
on
forget
the air.
They work.
Do you just walk around with a microphone and headphones on all the time?
No.
Yeah. Anyway. Okay, we got to take a quick break.
Smooth-coated otters form family groups up to 17 strong.
Okay, it's the Blake Show with Kelly.
I hate my life.
And no dye Todd.
Stop. I don't dye my hair.
All right, Todd's got your news center main forecast.
Mix of sun and clouds today. Isolated shower for the foothills or mountains. Highs 75 to 80. Tomorrow, partly sunny. A couple of showers might pop up in the afternoon, but all in all, a good day with highs in the 70s. And Saturday, mostly sunny, 80.